It's 98.3 The Snake, the classic rock station, and on the phone with me, Michael Lardy from the band Great White. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. I hear you're not feeling so good, but you still rock.
I got the black lung, but it's all good. I don't even smoke. It doesn't make any sense. But we're here to talk about you, and you're coming back to Cactus Pete's in Jackpot this Saturday night with Slaughter, and it's going to be an amazing show. Thanks for coming back, first of all. You were here, what, we were just talking about this, 2012. You're back 2014. What can we expect this Saturday night?
Well, you know, we got a couple of surprises with some of the songs that we've thrown in from the old days, like the Shot in the Dark era. And, you know, we tried to lay on a couple of songs from the new record, Elation, and everything in between. It's great to play that venue. From what I understand, it's going to be the outside venue across the street. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to doing that. And playing shows with the Slaughter Boys, it always works out great. It's a great night of rock and roll. And, you know, it's going to be bigger, I think, than inside the casino. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they moved you outside. It's so big. That's pretty nice. I like that. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but not only are you a part of the band Great White, but you're also the producer and the engineer. Do you think, I'll let you answer, but I think having those many hats kind of would help form and mold Great White. I mean, where they go and how they sound. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I think I've always tried to, as a producer engineer of any project I've worked on, is work kind of like a non-directive therapist, you know, just to get a person to be the best that they can be. And in my opinion, that's always been my function or role in that particular job position, to do that, to bring out the best of Mark's, you know, soloing ability, Audie's drumming. It's not necessarily laying down the law or saying, I want you to play it this way. Mm-hmm. We've been doing records for so long that we know each other really well. We know our strengths and our weaknesses. And it's just kind of, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, being a traffic cop. You know, it all comes so fast and it all comes so good. And it's just a matter of getting it organized to get it on record. And we had a great experience with the Elation record. And, you know, obviously we've been very lucky to keep making records all these years. I mean, yeah. Now it's getting, you know, past the 30-year mark, so that's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome. I mean, speaking of that, you know, you've been with Great White for, you know, almost 30 years. Have you changed? I mean, that's, you had to have, right? I mean, have you changed, and what stayed the same?
I think what stayed the same was our love of making music together as a group of people. There was a sound that's created with us on stage and in the studio that is like nobody else. It's like, you know, when you try and cover another artist's material, you can play the notes exactly right, but there's a certain feel that is only created by that group of people that made those records. As far as what's changed, probably the biggest thing that's changed is the way we tour these days with the fly dates. We go in, fly in on a Thursday, play a Friday in one city, fly the next day onto the next one, and you know, we do 70, 75 shows a year that way.
Wow.
And that's, you know, a third of what we used to do on the bus, but you know, as far as financially, we do as well as we did, you know, back in the day doing that many shows on a bus. And we get to have some assemblage of a home life a couple days a week, so you know, that works out pretty well.
Wow. You know, I don't want to throw age in here, but traveling like that, it would kill me, and I'm in my 30s, and I, you know, I know back in the 20s I could handle it, but how do you travel that much? I mean, how do you stay healthy? How do you stay sane?
Well, you know, there's an answer to all of those questions. I think the biggest thing
Beer.
We try to do is just realize that hour and a half we're on stage is worth the 22 and a half hours we have to travel to get, you know,
right.
Without lack of sleep, without, you know, good food choices. I think, you know, we just do our best to sleep when we can, eat when we can, and you know, do the other thing when we can. It's kind of like being in the Army doing it this way. And, you know, I don't, it's just that love of getting up on stage and playing that always seems to fuel us, no matter how tired we get from the travel. And we just got done with a 4 in a row. You'll love this routing. It was Detroit, Phoenix, Flagstaff, and Chicago in that order 4 days in a row.
Well, Flagstaff and Phoenix sounded okay, but yeah, everywhere right. else, oh man, that's, well, that just goes to show, I think, that you love it. I mean, you love performing, and the entire band just loves being a rock star, and I guess all that other crap is worth it.
Yeah, you know? At the end of the day, it absolutely is.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, you're a rock star. How do you become a rock star?
I don't know if there's any particular formula that says, you know, and I think, you know, reality shows have tried to put it to people to say, this is how you become a rock star.
Right.
I don't know that there is any formula. I mean, I always wanted to be a musician. As far as the rock star part of it, I guess, you know, from selling records and doing so many shows over the years and having our faces on MTV, perhaps that was the portal with which we became those people. But, you know, I'm still making a living at this nearly 40 years later. I started working in clubs when I was 15. So, you know, I'm pretty damn lucky to wake up every day and go, I've never had another job, and I still make a good living at what I love to do. So I'm one of the blessed ones in this world for sure.
Nice. Well, I'll throw in there, it's probably hard work, and never giving up. And a lot of hard work.
A lot of never giving up, for sure.
Okay. Well, you've been doing this for a long time, and it's obviously your dream job, and that rocks. Maybe a while back, I don't know, a couple days ago, Gene Simmons from Kiss said that rock and roll is dead. What do you think about that? You think it's true?
Rock and roll is dead. Well, you know, they've been trying to kill off the genre of music since about 1958. just ask the Eisenhower administration, you know, when they were all trying to shut down Bill Haley and Chuck Berry back in the 50s.
It's the devil's music.
Yeah, that's the devil's music. You don't want to be listening to that stuff. That's going to warp your mind. Well, you know, if it warped all of our minds, then, you know, I'm glad to be warped. You know, I'll stand up and be counted in that particular category. I don't know. I don't think its demise is any different than what people have been touting its demise for, you know, a lot of years.
Nice.
You know, it keeps living. Perhaps rock and roll is like the cockroach of music.
That is probably the best quote I've ever heard in my entire life, so thank you. That's going in my top moments of my radio career.
Excellent.
Okay, so speaking of rock and roll and you know, getting in front of, I think, a younger audience, you guys have an official YouTube channel. And sure, the people that love Great White are going to find you no matter where you are, and they're going to love that. But I think with YouTube, I think you're giving the younger audience an opportunity to hear you and see you. And do you find that's happening? And what's it like playing for a younger audience when they dig you?
Well, you know, first off, when you see a younger fan out in the audience with their father or their grandfather, and, you know, they're sitting on the shoulders, you know, 8 years old and singing the verses to Rock Me, it's an extreme compliment, because these kids are getting deep into the music that you created 25, 30 years ago. And, you know, you couldn't have a better compliment to know that their parents or grandparents are passing it on to them, and it's all new to them. So they're finding that, you know, they like that music, and they're not liking the Biebers and whatever else is out there in the pop world.
Right.
It's pretty cool, and it's a great compliment. The YouTube is kind of like just another portal that people can get content from any band that might be, in a way, better than MTV, because it's not what MTV decides to play.
Mm-hmm.
You can provide the content for people to make up their own mind about what they want to see.
And I miss music videos. I'll go on YouTube and just hopefully my boss isn't listening. I'll waste a good hour just watching old music videos and being like, yeah, I remember that. I remember sitting in front of the TV, sitting through the commercials, which I would never do today, and just sitting there waiting for the music video to play on MTV and just hoping and wishing it would come on. And now I have control, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I can assure you it was just as much fun to make them, and this is exciting to actually see them on MTV.
Hell yeah. Okay, so you've played with plenty of bands throughout the year. Is there a single artist or a band that you'd love to play with or maybe co-write with?
Wow, co-write with or play with. you know, one of the bands we always have loved and never had the opportunity to tour with would be Aerosmith, and certainly would love to open up for the Stones someday. We've been pretty lucky to play with some great bands over the years, Whitesnake, Scorpions, Tesla, I mean, Kiss. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and so we've had a very lucky career in that way. As far as collaborate with somebody, I'd like to be a fly on the wall when Elton John writes a song, or the guys from the Eagles. I mean, you know, when you think about just pure songwriters, to me, guys like that are kind of like the creme de la creme as far as, you know, being amazing talents that way. I've had the opportunity to meet Ringo Starr. That was, you know, one of my moments where I was just like genuflecting, you know, at one of my personal gods. So, you know, like I said, I've been pretty lucky to be around and work with the people I have in my life.
Wow. Well, now I feel a little nervous about this interview. Okay. I just wasn't thinking about it before. Okay, so Great White and Slaughter are performing this Saturday night. And before the show starts, do you have any superstitions or anything that you always do, maybe you and the band do, before the show starts?
Well, you know, there is a certain kind of, like, I don't know if it's a ceremonial type of handshake type thing that we, you know, get together as brethren and do our thing. That's like our little voodoo that we get prepped for the show. It's like our way of connecting before we go out there, saying, you know, okay, this is our time, and we do what we do.
Okay. Nice. Okay. I have a couple of questions prepared for you. I know I've asked you so much. Thank you for being amazing. I love, this is so much fun. A lightning round of questions. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Football or baseball?
Football.
Okay. The Stones or the Beatles?
Both. Sorry.
Okay. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
I feel closer to you now. Analog or digital?
Analog.
Yeah, I figured that was easy. Steak or lobster?
Probably steak.
Okay. So if you weren't a rock star, what other career do you think you would be? Like, unmusically related.
Well, when I was a very small child, my parents had this vision that I was going to become a doctor. So at five, I could actually read. So
Wow. They
bought me medical encyclopedias, thinking that that's where I was going. And then I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and that was all over.
Well, I guess it's good to bring you on tour in case someone gets sick. You can say what's wrong with them and then walk away or something. I don't know.
The caregiver rock dude.
All right, one final question. Will you ever stop performing and writing, and or what would stop you from doing that?
What would stop me? When I couldn't stand on my own two legs, and if God forbid, I should never lose my voice.
Okay, so keep on going and never stop, basically.
That's right. Keep exercising, and both vocally and physically, right?
Yeah, that's how you body motion stays in motion. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Awesome. This was probably the best 15 minutes of my life. Check him out, Michael Lardy, and, of course, the entire band, Great White, playing with Slaughter this Saturday night over at Cactus Pete's in Jackpot. Yeah, we got tickets. Go win them, 983thesnake.com. Actually, tickets and hotel stay. All right, Michael, I've talked plenty. Is there anything that you want to throw in there?
You know, just that we're looking forward to getting back to that venue. We've had two times there, 2011, 2012, and the audiences have been amazing. So we're looking forward to seeing you all again. And the fact that you stay with us year after year, we thank you, because without you, we don't have a career.